Mandy,
Hello, Katie. How are you?
I'm here. That's about all I got today. I'm here.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's enough.
How about
Sometimes.
you? Uh-oh, Mandy froze. That might happen, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm working on it, I swear. Usually she doesn't freeze. Usually it's me freezing. Oh, there we go. Tell you froze for a minute. I'm really sorry. Usually it's the other way around. So tell us what's happening.
Yes, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, getting ready to help my mama get moved. I got here yesterday. The nephew picked me up from the airport, and we went to lunch, and then he was supposed to leave and go to his grandfather's house in Acworth, but he had not packed his truck, nor had he packed his stuff in anticipation of packing his truck. So by the time everything was packed and ready to load up into the truck, it was like 3 o'clock. And we're like, buddy, actually it was 4 o'clock. Because we're like, buddy, by the time you get there, they're going to be in bed because you're going to lose an hour too. So we talked him into staying. At which point I then was like, okay, well, let's take you, your back, and your truck over to BB's. It gets some stuff because what we're doing, it's like a multi-process situation. So mom's 1,000 square foot house into like a one bedroom condo at the independent living. So there's some downsizing involved. So step one is to get her moved into independent living on Monday. And then there will be an estate sale. And so we just have to have every, and that's gonna, I think it's gonna be on the 19th and 20th. So we just have to have everything we don't want sold out of there by the 19th. So we've got some time. But Will was leaving, and I was like, listen, while we've got his truck and his back, let's take advantage of it.
I love that it's the back is listed as one of the things that he's needed for, not just his vehicle, but
Listen.
his back, his young back.
You don't grow up as a Caldwell and take a good back for granted. Julie had back surgery when she was 30. I probably could have had back surgery once or twice, but have avoided it. And then Julie was recently visiting a friend in Cashers and decided she would try to wakeboard surf and
Ooh.
strained her meniscus as she tried to get up on the surfboard. So I'm trying to keep her from doing anything, but that doesn't work either. The way the Caldwells move, and listen, my dad moved my mom, I think I mentioned last week, like they got married and lived in Waycross, and then they moved to Moultrie, and then we moved to Missouri, and then we moved to Birmingham, and then we moved back to Moultrie. But we lived in probably 7 or 8 houses in Moultrie. And then they left Moultrie and moved to Noonan. And then they moved to Jasper. And then they moved to Nashville. And then they moved to a different house in Nashville. And then they got divorced. So, like, there's been a lot of moving in the Caldwell household, not to mention, just our moving. I did live in the same apartment for most of my college career. My sister did not. Although she was in dorms most of the time, so it wasn't too bad. But anyway, but our dad can pack a truck, and he had a little red trailer, and he would pack his pickup and his trailer. It would usually be us and a hand truck, and that was how we moved. I mean, he drove to DC and did that. So listen, you got to have a strong back to participate in a Caldwell move. So anyway, we went over there yesterday and. First of all, can we talk about the fact that Mother texted and said she had 45 chicken fingers from Cane's? Do what? I don't know if she was in the store or if she's going through the drive-thru, but she thought she would just get the tailgate option and we could all have chicken fingers. She thought there'd be about 20, but there were 45. And Will and I had just been to Hattie B's and had chicken, so we weren't really interested in any chicken fingers at the moment. So I don't know. There's probably 20 chicken fingers in the refrigerator. Anyhooty, so We went over to Bibi's, and she and Julie are switching a bed, is the short story. So we take the bed that Bibi's getting over there so that it can be moved on Monday. And then we're going to get Bibi's bed, and it's her bed that she sleeps on. Well, she has a Sleep Number bed or some kind of fancy bed that like elevates, and we didn't know how all that worked, but there's like a metal frame and then a board on top of the frame that connects, and that's how it goes up or down, or the feet go up or down, or whatever. There's not
Okay.
like a box room. So we get off, and then we can't figure out how we can get this contraption. Like, it's not going to fit in Will's truck. But we decide we'll go. And first of all, my sister didn't want to do any of this. She was like, let's just wait. And I'm like, no, we've got the truck and the back. Let's
And the
do it right
back.
now.
And the
The
back.
back. So we load up the mattress and the headboard and the rails and everything. And so we're at least going to take that and like get the bed set up.
Yeah.
It's sunshiny, not a cloud in the sky. Like rain did not even cross our mind, right? And my mom lives about, if you take the real roads, mom's like 20 minutes from Julie's house. We had taken the back roads over there, and Will and I were both cracking up. I mean, it took a solid 30 minutes to get there on these back roads that Julie likes to take. And so we decided to take the back roads back because the bed rails were sticking off a little bit, and Will was a little nervous. So we're on these back roads. It's totally residential. There's not anywhere that you can like pull into a parking garage or something. Like, it's just neighborhoods we're driving through. And once we like got committed to the back roads is when it kind of started sprinkling. And it's that thing where it's just raining with the sun shining. Y'all, when I tell, and you think it's going to end any minute now, whatever. Y'all, when I tell y'all that it started pouring down rain with the sun just as bright as it could be, and
The
it
devil was
continued
beating
to
the
do
crap out
that.
of his wife.
I mean, it continued to do that until we pulled into Julie's neighborhood, at which point it quit raining and was just sunny again. That mattress
Oh God.
was so soaked.
Oh God.
So soaked. Just literally, we set it up to like drain over Will's truck bed. And I mean, literally, it was just dripping water out of that mattress. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have to throw it away. I just can't imagine
Really?
how.
I guess it
Yeah.
won't
Yep.
dry. I mean, if it dries, it'll just be moldy, right?
That's, I've been Googling it. And yeah. So anyway, it's going great. It's going great. Going great.
Going great.
You walk in my mom's house and it doesn't really look like she's done anything, which is exciting. There is some stuff packed up out of the china cabinet. That's good. Apparently she's going to take her china to her condo, because she's going to do a lot of entertaining over there.
I mean,
Don't know,
one
Katie.
never
I don't
knows.
know. I'm just gonna bite off a fourth of a gummy every morning and go on with my life. That's
There we go.
what I'm gonna do.
I love it. I love it.
That's the plan. That's the plan. But yeah, so I'll be here. I don't have, I flew up. I don't have a return ticket yet. I will definitely be home by the 18th, but I'll probably be here next week, most of next week too. So,
Fun.
anywho, what's going on with you?
Well, I've had a very, very interesting morning. I think I told y'all a couple weeks, well, some months now ago that I walked out my front door and there was a garden snake curled up at my front door and it scared the crap out of me and honey. And but I was told I couldn't do anything about it because it was a garden snake and that's a good snake and you leave it alone and blah, blah, blah. And I named him Snape and I've seen him around and he's gone on walks with us, slithering in the grass. And I've just avoided him. Well, this morning, I walked out my front door and I thought, gosh, the cicadas are loud today. I've not heard them this close to the house.
Okay.
So loud. So I walk out and I'm like, gosh, it sounds like there's a cicada in my new, which I'll talk about in my favorites. my new planter pot by my front door. Y'all, it was not a cicada. It was a giant rattlesnake who was angry and
Girl.
rattling aggressively
Oh.
and loudly.
Lousy.
Y'all, fortunately, honey looked at it and then ran away. Fortunately, the cats apparently can kill it if they really wanted to. Catch it and kill it is what I was told. I went the other way and I was like, what the heck? So I did pee a little as well because it scared me that bad. My neighbor, sweet neighbor, came over with a shovel and a pistol and took care of it for me. And it scared honey to death, that part as well. I have claw marks all
Yeah,
over my
sure.
body where I had to hold her as she was shaking and clawing and trying to get over my shoulder, under my skin, somewhere safe. It was awful. I mean, y'all, I've never even my neighbor's name is C, and C was like in the truck. He was done. He had it was a tin, so his rattle had 10 sections, so it was a big one. And so he was sitting there, and he was in his truck, done. The snake was dead. Everything was over with. And he was like, "I'm still shaking, Katie. This thing was gigantic." And if the guy who li has lived in South Georgia all his life and dealt with these things all his life is that nervous, imagine what I was like. So anyway, it was quite the interesting morning around here, and I'm really hopeful that the thing that he said that scared me the most was, you know, that's not the only one. If there's one, there's more. And I was like, I'm gonna need you not to say that out loud, please. So we're gonna be
Right.
on the
I don't need to think
lookout.
about that.
No, God. But anyway, I sent Mandy some pictures in a video, and it was just so scary. But we're all okay. Everything went well.
Have you talked to your vet about snake vaccines?
I have not, but apparently I need to text her and just say, hey, do y'all have rattlesnake vaccines on
Yeah, I don't know
hand?
what I've never gotten one, so I don't know about them, but I know they exist.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'll ask my friend who's the retired vet who I ask all my first questions to. So I'll ask Jennifer about it. But whew, Lord have mercy,
Yeah.
it scared the crap out of me today.
We were, I was, maybe I should ask about vaccines. Etta had a sore toe. One was like Memorial Day weekend, and of course, that Monday morning, it was like looked really infected.
Yeah.
And so we drove to the emergency vet because it was Memorial Day.
Of
And
course.
when we got there, and mind you, the emergency vet, there's one in Destin now, but it used to be the only one around, was in Niceville. So, I mean, you have to go through Destin, not all the way through Destin, but through like Sandestin
Yeah.
into Destin, turn right on the, who was that Florida quarterback? Not
Tim Tebow.
Tebow, the one before that who won
Warfel,
the
Danny Warfel.
Heisman. One before that.
Oh.
Maybe it is Werfel. Anyway, that bridge is named after that guy.
Oh God.
You go over that bridge and then into Niceville. These people were in there, all of them in a swimsuit. None of them had shoes on. And apparently they had been walking through watercolor, just walking in the street, and there's like, pine straw beds
Yeah.
in the median. And a snake had popped their dog, and they had literally all just jumped in the car and
Yeah.
taken off. They're like, they didn't have money. They didn't have anything.
Didn't
They
have
didn't have any
anything with
money
them.
with them.
God, love
The
that.
vet was like, well, we got your dog, so we trust you'll come back and pay us. So,
Yeah.
yeah, you can leave and get your money. But I was like, do y'all need some money for the toll? Because that's a toll. There's a toll
There's a
bridge
toll
at
road.
the end. So I was like, here, y'all could at least. Give them the $4 to pay their
Bless it.
toll.
Bless it.
So yeah, it's scary.
It's very scary. And I really sincerely thought it was a cicada. It was that loud. It was so loud. And I was like, oh, wah. It's like, honey, let's go, honey, let's go. So we ran down
Yeah,
the road.
move it. Move it.
Was
Move
awful.
it.
The only other
Yeah.
thing that really I've done this week is, besides work, obviously, is I went to the eye doctor, and he's a friend of, well, he's the, well, I'm, he is her friend, but he's married to one of my best friends from high school, and he loves to give me a hard time. And so the nurses, it's always fun to watch the nurses' faces when he starts picking on me, and they're like,
What is
we aren't mean
happening?
to our patients. But
Right?
he, you know, we're mean to each other, which was fun.
Yeah.
But he noted that my eyelids are starting to hood. So hopefully, one day my plastic surgeon can take care of that and insurance will pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, my eyes are right on the brink of being bad enough to either get contacts or something different. So probably next year I'll have to do something different. But for now, I'm good. So that was good. But it's always good to see them. And we've talked about Perry George on here before, but his office is in Perry. If you're ever anywhere near downtown Perry, you should go because it's got so many cute shops and restaurants. It is just, I found a cute little rug for my bathroom just randomly, but it's a sweet little town. They've done a great job curating shops. And if you need an eye doctor, Paul's there at Crossroads Eye Center. So anyway,
There you
that's been
go.
my week. That's all I've done. So, and work. So that's it. So,
Well,
Mandy, do you have, is this a book or is this food? What do you have for us this week?
I have a book.
Okay.
I have a friend who I met through Birch. Her husband and Jim were good friends in college. Her name's Casey Eichelberger. Casey is OBGYN in Greenville, South Carolina. And she, part of what she does is she helps with a medical clinic to serve the underprivileged population in Greenville. With all their, OBGYN needs.
Yeah.
And y'all, she's got some stories. She has some stories. But anyway, she's a wonderful, wonderful human being. And she was sharing some books on Instagram. And so if Casey's recommending them, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
And so I immediately went and was like, downloaded that one and told her. And she goes, well, wait, read this one first. So this is the one that she recommended to read first.
Okay.
And once I started listening, I thought, okay, I've heard of this man before. His name is Gregory Doyle.
Okay.
He is, I think he's a Catholic priest. I think it's, I don't know that. I think I picked up on that from listening. Because Casey's husband, Gary, is an Episcopal priest, which is the only thing that would give me cause us to think it might have been something other than Catholic.
Right.
But he went to work. He grew up in California. I think he grew up in LA, and then he went to work immediately at a parish in LA that very very underserved, very poor, full of gangs, lots of gang violence. And he pretty quickly created Homeboy Industries is what it's called. And
Okay.
so he has done for, I don't even know at this point. He started in the 80s, working with all these gang members in LA. And this book is just, it's his stories. He prefaces it by saying, that's what it is. He changes a lot of the names, but it's basically just like, it's compiled from like homilies he would give and
Right.
that sort of thing. So it's not like a full one narrative. It's lots of little stories. And yes, your heart will get broken over and over and over again because
Yeah.
that's the reality of
Yeah.
working with gangs in LA. But the humanity and the lessons in this book are just, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful book. So I would definitely recommend. It's called Tattoos of the Heart. Tattoo. I linked the link I put in there actually links to their website, to the Homeboy website. So you can buy it there. Tattoos on the Heart is what it is. So you can buy it directly from Homeboy and support their ministry because they're doing amazing things. But yeah, I just thought it's, and it's the tagline of it is the power of boundless compassion. And so I just thought that was a good lesson for our times.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, we need as
So.
much empathy and compassion in the world as we can get.
And the way he, the stories he tells are, concrete examples of how when you show compassion to someone, the way it can change their life and then have ripple effects. So, he's got the, he can show his work. He can show his work for sure. So
I love it.
I would recommend it. And then I'll be moving on to his next one that Casey had also recommended, which was the first one I downloaded, which is The Whole Language. The Power of Extravagant Tenderness is that one. So,
We could all use a little of that too.
right. Anywho, well, let's talk about your favorites, Katie.
Well, I'm going to start with something that connects with the snake story, which is nice neighbors. Not only do I have people that will come over here immediately when there's a rattlesnake at my front door, but the beautiful pots that are now at my front door with plants in them, those are from a neighbor who overheard me say that I wanted some flowers at my front porch. But I'm not a flower girl, so I wasn't sure which ones to get. And that went from me just mentioning that to pots showing up at my front door that are beautiful that I've been
Oh,
able to keep alive. That's the other shocking thing is that they're
even
still,
better.
I know they're still alive. All this rain has definitely helped though. But this community down here, has, and I've talked about it a lot. They've really embraced me and it's been wonderful and they're supportive and loving and kind. And having those kind of neighbors and fostering those kind of relationships are so important. And we have gotten, I mean, there are some pockets of neighborhoods where people are close to their neighbors that we've really gotten away from, from being neighborly. And so I encourage you to go meet your neighbors if you don't know them. The next thing that I'm gonna definitely encourage you to do that my Queens group did the other night is we had pork rinds and caviar, which if you love caviar, which I do, we get the pork rinds. And put a little creme fraiche or sour cream and some caviar. And it is the best vehicle for laughter, for drinking with champagne, and for building community around. We had the best time. And it is the most South Georgia way to have caviar I think I've ever had in my life. But
Absolutely, that's great.
it was great. And so I thought I would tell y'all about that. It's not really a recipe, you just put the caviar on a pork rind. And then the other thing that I've been watching, and I mentioned it last week, is Any Given Saturday on Netflix. It did not disappoint. It did not. It was really good. I was very surprised at how Alabama and Georgia were totally left out of the conversation. So the two most powerful football teams right now were barely mentioned. Our sweet little Auburn was mentioned, but I mean, there wasn't a lot to say. But you know who was really featured and did a great job and was great to hear his story. And now I'm just in love with your quarterback is Vanderbilt was very heavily featured. And the most Alabama got talked about was when Vanderbilt beat them, and it was great. And
Oh, anchor down.
I got giddy all over again. In fact, in that episode, I was texting my friend who's a Florida fan, and I was like, why am I getting the jumpy claps again that Vanderbilt beat Alabama just watching this? And he's like, I did the same thing. So it was just, it was fun. It was really fun. So watch it and get excited.
Yeah,
But
we'll have to watch that for sure. And then
yeah,
Julia
so
Lewis will be up.
yeah, there are several episodes that feature the Vandy quarterback. He's precious. It's funny, he's got a friend that's, I think, like the tight end. And he says to him, he says, you know, you can't say the F word as much as you do because all these children are listening and you're their role model and you say fuck a lot.
It's so funny.
And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, there we go.
He
They were
did.
so
I
cute.
can't remember. It may have been after the Bama game when they were interviewing him. He dropped an F-bomb
Oh,
like during his live
yeah.
national interview.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But he's
that's so
real
funny.
cute. He work. Look, that kid, I am all in for that kid. He works so hard. Would get up at like 3:34 in the morning, break into the weight room because nobody, it was locked and they weren't letting people in there. They wouldn't leave it open for him. So he's like, I just broke in. I mean, he goes to these hot yoga classes with all these moms, you know, it's like him and all these women doing Pilates and hot yoga. And he's like, I'm just doing what I need to do. I'm like, you're amazing. So
Or
it's really sweet. I think you'll like it a lot, Mandy, because they are so heavily featured and it's fun to watch.
absolutely, we'll have to. Julie, Will's favorite television show is Better Call Saul, and Breaking Bad. And so
Yes,
he's
I
been trying to
love
get
that.
Lewis to watch Breaking Bad, and they were both like, well, for some reason, they decided to go in. And so Lewis was at a Nashville Sounds game last night, but the three of us sat here and watched maybe three episodes of Breaking Bad in a
Yeah.
row. She's only got the finale left.
Oh.
So once we finish that, we'll have to move on to Any Given Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think you'll like it. I
See
was
what
really
happens.
glad that they featured LSU, Florida, and South Carolina and Vanderbilt the most. And it was really interesting. And that's
Well,
it.
that'll
That's
be
all I
fun.
got. Life is lifing outside of that, and we'll just leave it there. So,
Yeah.
yep.
All right. Well, good times.
Yeah. What are you doing there? Just moving the rest of the week?
Yep.
Are you going to do anything fun while you're up there? Do you have plans or tickets to go to any things?
I'm going to dinner next Tuesday with our devoted listener, Elizabeth. Elizabeth's one of those who she didn't listen every week, but then she'll go back and catch up. And so all of a sudden, I'll just start getting these texts with absolutely no context from Elizabeth. And I'm like I got one this week that was like, in Julie's bedroom? And I was like, what are we talking about?
What?
Or she'll mention something that I like have no recollection of talking about on the
Yeah.
podcast. And I'm like, did I text you that 3 weeks ago? And she's like, no, I'm just now listening. I'm like, oh, okay. So we're going to dinner. Tuesday night we're going to City House, which is one of our favorites. So that'll be fun. But other than that, no, we don't really. Julie and I should get some dinner reservations or something. Will left this morning, so she's gonna be sad.
Yes.
So I'll keep her distracted.
Yeah. You could go to Parnassus Books.
We could go to Parnassus Books. We sure could.
That's what I'm
Sure
always
could.
jealous
That would
when
be
you're up there.
fun.
I'm like, you're so close to Ann Patchett.
Yeah, well, listen. We could text old Annie if we wanted
There we
to.
go. There we go. I am just working. I'm not doing anything exciting, really. Dodging rattlesnakes, apparently, is my new hobby.
Listen, keep your head on a swivel.
No shit. Oh my God. Oh, so anyway, there we go. That's all I'm doing.
All right.
Well, y'all
Well,
have a
everybody have a lovely week.
go find your friends.